Recording in progress.
Good morning and welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this rainy Sunday. I'm glad that you are here today. We have some problems with our internet for some reason. I think it's the weather. So bear with us if something happens during the service. I'm glad that we are able to make it here today and worship together here and also online. God has been faithful to us even when we were not aware of it. He has been keeping us safe throughout this week. And God has given us another day to live in this world and also to gather together and worship together with all the saints around the world and angels in heaven. So let us be thankful for that, and with a grateful heart, let us worship God together. The announcements are listed in the bulletin, the regular announcements. I don't want to go over all of them, but keep in mind we still have the food bank that we are donating to the cause of the community. Please donate in cash or in kind. My book is available for sale, and you can still buy that. That helps our Piedmont mission work. Our mailing address is listed there, for particularly for those who are remote. Please also use that opportunity to send your donations or whatever communications you want to send in. The cooking class will be scheduled as we get volunteers, and our art class hopefully will be on Saturday, April 15th at 10 a.m. on Saturday. The third Thursday luncheon will be April 20th at 1 p.m. at Golden Corral. Please join for a time of lunch and fellowship. And next Sunday is Palm Sunday, and we will have a Holy Communion as it's the first Sunday of the month also. And we are planning to have a Maundy Thursday and Good Friday services at 6 o'clock. Is it
6
or 7? Yeah, it's at 6 o'clock. So those of you can join, please join us. We'll have a Maundy Thursday communion also, and Good Friday we'll have a prayer meeting and a meditation on April 7, Good Friday, at 6 o'clock. On April 9, second Sunday in April will be Easter, and we'll have our regular service during that Sunday as well. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation and prayers. And thank you for your prayers and presence, gifts and service and witness through this church that blesses this community and also this world. So let us continue doing the work together that God has given the opportunity for us to do. Are there any other announcements? If there are no other announcements, let us worship God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. There is a fountain filled with blood. It is 622. We'll sing 1, 2 and 5.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty
Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us as a church family to come together and gather in this place and also online to worship you together. We thank you for another Lent season that you have given us, looking forward to the Easter Sunday next month. We thank you for another year in our life. Help us, Lord, during this time to reflect on our lives and to renounce those forms of social and economic and racial injustice of any kind, and reject any bad habits like hatred, violence, and addictions and other problems that we have in our lives. And above all, repent of our sins of commissions and omissions that we do on a regular basis. Help us, Lord, to reflect on our lives and surrender our lives at the foot of the cross as we meditate on the Passion in the coming weeks. Help us, Lord, to commit our lives into your hands, and so that we can be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we can be a blessing to this world. We thank you for this church, and we thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name. Bless us today with your presence, and touch each and every one of us according to our heart's needs and desires, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Help us to honor your name in our singing, in our prayers, in our meditation of the word, and everything that we do here, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. Responsive reading now. The responsive reading is taken from Psalm 118. It is on page 839. If you are able, please stand and let's follow page 839. The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation.
There are joyous songs of victory in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has chastened me sorely,
but has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord, the righteousness shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in your eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God who has given us light. Lead the festal procession with branches of the horns of the altar. You are my God and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. O give thanks to the Lord who is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It's our prayer time now as we come before God and also together with each other. Let us share our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also let us share our prayers of concerns and burdens together and lift them up to the throne of grace of God and trusting in His promise that God will answer our prayers according to His time and His will. Let us look at the prayer requests at the back of the bulletin. The regular prayer requests are listed there. A few items that I wanted to highlight. Wayne and Carol, they are visiting a family, so they are out of town. So please pray for their travel mercies. Miss Lou is also traveling to Mississippi for visiting her family. So please keep her in our prayers as well. Jan and Harry need a lot of prayer. I know Harry has been going through some difficult time with his health, but yesterday Jan called me and said her son, who lives in Argentina, died yesterday morning. He had some ongoing health problems, but it was a surprise and a shock to her to hear that. And the funeral and the burial are all going to be in Argentina, mm-hmm. but please keep her in our prayers. She's so much broken. His family moved to Argentina years ago, so that's his home now. But keep his children, his wife, Jan and Harry in our prayers during this difficult time as they're going through. Please continue to pray for Guillermo as he is still struggling with his health issues, and also pray for Liliana, who is caring for him. They need somebody, they're looking for somebody to be with him during daytime. So they are looking around for somebody to help out. And she's going to pay, but he needs to get the right person who can stay with him during the time when she goes to work. So if you know somebody who's interested in part-time or any kind of help they can get, please let me know. I will pass it on to Liliana. Pray for the O'Day family and the Hughes family. Both families are grieving at the death of their dear ones. Please keep them in our prayers. Those are families related to Miss Lou. Please pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who are serving us on a daily basis. Let us pray that God will give them the grace to continue doing their work, and also pray for their safety and their family safety. And pray for our nation, our president, vice president, leaders of the Congress, and our governors, and many others who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Let us pray that God will give them the grace and the wisdom to do the right things. So let us pray for them. And pray for our church, and that God will give us the faithfulness and the ability to do the work that God wants us to do in this community. And let us also keep our Hispanic ministry in our prayers, and we thank you, Reina, for joining us from there to help us out with our piano today. Pray for that ministry as well, and the children's ministry that they are doing. Pray for the pastor there so that we can work together to be a blessing to this community. Are there any special call-outs, any prayer requests? Yes, sir.
Yes, a lady passed away last week. Family I've known for almost 50 years.
Okay.
So pray for her family, her husband Robin, and her four sons.
Okay, what's the name of the family?
Millard family.
Millard? Okay. We'll add that to the prayer request. Any others? If there are no special call-outs, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us as a church family to gather here and also share our prayers of blessings, to thank you and also our burdens and concerns so that we can receive your blessings again. We thank you for the gift of life with all these joys and blessings that you shower upon us. We thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. Even when we have been unfaithful, you have been faithful to us. We thank you for your everlasting love and your continued faithfulness that keep us every day. We come before you with our needs and our burdens also, Lord, because you are the source of all good things. And you only desire good things for us, and we come before you seeking your blessing, Lord. We come before you because many of us are broken in our bodies and souls and spirits, particularly the ones that we have lifted up. We pray for healing in many of our dear ones' lives, especially we pray for Martha and Rich as a family. Bless them with your grace and peace. Also strengthen Martha in her body and her spirit as she continues with her chemo. Continue to bless them with your grace and mercy every day. We pray for Guillermo as also they are struggling with the needs of his health issues. We pray for Liliana as she cares for him. Bless them as a family, Lord. Cover them with your love and comfort them with your presence, Lord. We pray for all of those who are traveling today, particularly Wayne and Carol and Lou. Bless them with your grace and travel mercies, Lord. Keep them safe until they come back here. We pray for the Basur family, particularly Harry and Jan. We pray for Harry's healing. We pray for Jan as she is grieving at the death of her son. We pray for your grace upon her to strengthen her, Lord, in her body and her spirit, that they are going through this difficult time, that you will give them the peace that passeth all understanding to rule their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Bless them with your grace every day and bless the whole family that are grieving. We also pray for the O'Day family and the Hughes family. We pray for the comforting presence for them during their grief at this time also. We thank you again for your grace upon us. As a church, Lord, help us to, Lord, worship you in truth and in spirit. As in this community, you have given us this opportunity to do your work. Help us to do it faithfully and to be a blessing to this community and around the world. We thank you again for bringing us here today. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions. We pray for world leaders that they will work together to bring peace to this world. We pray for our safety workers and our military, fire, and police, and all those who are struggling, all those who are serving us on a daily basis. Bless them with your grace and mercies and pray for their families. We pray for the Millard family as they are also grieving, Lord. Bless them with your grace and comfort them with your presence, Lord. We pray for this church and help us, Lord, today to worship you in truth and in spirit. In our singing and our prayers and the meditation of the word, we'll bring an honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. And also the luncheon that we have together, Lord, will be a blessing for all of us. And thank you again for this church and the fellowship that we have together. May your name be lifted up and name be honored and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts.
Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. The scripture says every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, you are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before you with a portion of what you have given us, Lord. From your open hands, we received everything that we enjoy in our lives. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Lord, we thank you for those who were able to give joyfully today. And also, we pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share your love to this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture. The scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 20. You can see it on the screen if you can read it, and also if you can follow in the Bible. Ephesians 5, 8 through 20. For once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you have given us to be life and spirit in our lives, and also to become life and spirit to this world through our lives. As we come before your word, illumine our souls, Lord, so that we can see the truths behind these words. Open our hearts and minds and give us an obedient spirit, and also a humble spirit, that whatever you command us to obey, so that we can obey in our lives. We thank you again for the living word Jesus Christ who gave for us in this world, so that we can have a personal relationship with your word. Help us, Lord, to receive your word in humility and be a blessing to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we continue our Lent season, this is the fifth Sunday, the last Sunday in Lent that we observed. And as next Sunday is Palm Sunday. So we were looking at the various aspects of Christian life, what as Christians, how we ought to live in this world. So we talked about several things: to be truthful in our lives, to be humble and obedient in our spirits, to have the unity in spirit, and also walk in truth. And today we are looking at live a life that is a life of light. As children of light, that's what Paul is exhorting the Christians in Ephesus. So, as we live in this world, we can see a lot of things that we don't really like to see. And that's a natural thing to happen. There will be always something that we don't like to see. It is not going to change. But when Paul was talking and writing this letter to the church, the society at that time in Ephesus was, and also around the world, was in a dark situation spiritually, with a lot of unhealthy practices spiritually and socially going on. So Paul looked at it as a dark moment or dark time in their history, that they need to wake up and be the light of this world as Christians. As we looked at the chapter earlier, Paul started the chapter by saying that the goal of a Christian life is to imitate God. We talked about that a couple of Sundays ago. To follow and imitate God. And live as Jesus lived. And we talked about it. You know, we would always talk about what would Jesus do when we come to certain decisions. So follow Jesus in whatever way possible, because we are Christians who follow him. Here, Paul is saying that you also walk as children of light. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And if we are followers of Jesus, we ought to be children of light, or reflecting the light of Jesus in our lives. We all know that when we were children, many of us, or most of us, were afraid of darkness. I was afraid of darkness, and most of us probably can relate to that. And our little children now, our grandchildren, they are afraid of darkness. And particularly, they want to keep the lights on the hallways, and maybe a little dark night lamp in their room, so that some kind of a light in their rooms can make them comfortable. And as adults also, we don't really like pitch darkness. How long can you survive a pitch dark moment? It is very hard. So we like to be in the light. Even if it is darkness, at least some kind of a ray of light brings some kind of a hope and some kind of courage in us. It is because light and life are closely connected. And when I looked at it and thought about it and read more about the light, if you read the Bible, the first thing in the Bible, that the words that came out of God's mouth in Genesis is what? Let there be light. That's the first words that came out of God's mouth as written in the Bible. So before anything that happened, light came out and it was spoken by God. Because God himself is the source of light. So when we read also that he separated the darkness from the light during that creation. So there is an intimate connection between creation and light. And also we have an intimate connection between light and life itself. Everything starts with light, if you think about it. Because the creation around us, the plants, how do they survive? They cannot survive without having sunlight, because they make their food by absorbing the sunlight. And what do we call it? They absorb the nutrients from the soil and water, and the leaves do photosynthesis. That's what it's called, because it's something they create out of light. Photo means light. So creation of something with light. That's what photosynthesis means. So even the very existence of life in this world depends on light. Whatever chemical processes that they go through, we don't know what's happening there. But at the same time, we know that without light, there would not be life in this world. It is the same way as spiritual life. Light is just as necessary in our spiritual life as it is in our physical life. In the spiritual life, we look around. It's a lot of darkness that we can see around us. Just as Paul was looking at his time, at that time, we can relate to that during our society's situation in this time. Because we see a lot of things that are the things of evil and darkness. Because God is light, anything that is against God is compared to darkness in the scripture. So when we call about spiritual darkness, that means it is anything that is against the will of God is darkness that we can relate to as referred to in the scripture. So as people of God in this time of darkness, we need to be the light of this world, reflecting the light of Jesus Christ, the light of hope and glory that God has provided to this world. Many times the light that shines in this world can be obscured and stopped by the evil that is happening around us. The darkness of this time, that I don't have to tell you, that people are worried. We are worried about our future. We are worried about the future of our generation. We are worried about our culture and our social and moral standards of our society as it is coming to now. We are all worried about a lot of things. We are worried about economy. We are worried about peace in this world. A lot of things are worrying us on a daily basis that go against the will of God as we look at it. So we can compare this same way as Paul compared it when he did, as a spiritual darkness looming in this time also. So the darkness of the present is obvious to everyone. It's a reality. But what do we do? We cannot just sit here and blame each other for that. We can only do blaming. But as Christians, we have a responsibility to step up and bring brightness in the dark times of our history. And that's what we are here for. That is why God gave us a life in this world at this particular time, to live in this particular place. Because God has a purpose for us to be the light of this world as long as we have life in this world. So when we hear the word light, we are reminded of the darkness around us. It is because light is very significant and important when there is darkness looming around us. So we, as Christians, during this Lent season, through the scripture, Paul is reminding and exhorting us that we ought to become shining lights in the midst of desperateness and darkness that is looming in this world. The Bible also talks about darkness in the past. As I said, even from the creation, before the creation, there was darkness. And God said, let there be light. And he brought forth light. And the first book of the Bible, the first chapter in Genesis, is full of references of light. When I looked at it, there are about 7 times light is mentioned in the first chapter of Genesis. That means how it is important to be light in this world. When God said that let there be light, that means not only light came into this world, but also light came into the creation itself. That's why God created man in his own image. And he gave him the opportunity to be with him and live together in the presence of God, because we were all light. I mean, Adam, when he was created, was part of the light. But then sin came. Sin came and made us dark. So we were separated from the light of God and we became dark in sin. That's what happened to the human generations. So when God separated light from darkness, God also separated the evil from the good. That's what happened. So whenever we find ourselves in evil situations, God can separate the evil and win victory over the evil and bring light into our dark situations. And also, darkness also, we refer many times to our dark moments in our lives. When we go through difficult times, pain, grief and sorrow, sickness, and things that go beyond our control, when we find ourselves nowhere to turn to, we'll find ourselves in dark times. That is where the light of God will come and illumine our paths so that we can follow God's paths in our lives, because he is the light. The Bible says he gave us the scripture to be the light and lamp to our path and light to our ways. So let us follow the scripture and follow Jesus' ways as the light bearers of this world. And also, just as God created light when earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. That's what we read there. And order began to happen in this world during creation time. When we find ourselves without order, we don't know how to set things straight. It is because there is darkness. We can bring God into our lives. He can set everything straight. And also the darkness of our future. Many times we are afraid and are worried about our future, like I said before. A lot of people are worried about their careers and their future because of the economy. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And one of my friends used to say that even at that time, what happens if somebody turns off the light at the end of the tunnel? Some people go through that situation as well. But even in the midst of those difficult times and dark moments, God says, I am the light of the world. Don't be afraid. Be encouraged, because you can brighten any dark situations and dark moments in your life because of Jesus Christ. So the darkness of our lives can be brightened by the saving power of Jesus Christ and bring righteousness and wash us white as snow, so that we can be bright with righteousness of God and be presentable to God. And also, the final darkness that we all talk about and David talks about in Psalm 23 is the dark valley of death. He says, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We all have to walk through that darkness one time or other. There is no one immune to it. Nobody is immune or exempt from death. So that is a dark valley that we all have to go through in this world at the end of our lives. But do not be afraid, because Jesus has gone through that valley already. And he has brightened that valley, and we don't have to be afraid. And the promise is that he is going to be with us in the dark valley of death. So we don't have to be afraid about darkness of death, because there is a resurrection coming. And the glory of resurrection will enlighten our path as we go through the valley of death. Even in that valley of darkness, God will brighten our pathway so that there will be a hope beyond our life. So be encouraged and not be afraid of the darkness looming around us, because the evil will never win. The light will conquer darkness. That's what the Bible says. The light will conquer darkness, and the darkness will never conquer light. Even in the midst of a pitch dark room, if you light up a little candle, it conquers that darkness. That is what light does. So as people of God, be the light of this world. As we see a lot of things that are darkness around us, don't be discouraged. Be encouraged by the fact that Jesus has brightened this world, because he came to this world, took victory over death and evil, so that we can be victors over death and evil. And we can bring light to the dark moments, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place, to be the light of this world, shining a ray of hope in the lives of others. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 526, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. It is 526. After the benediction and prayer, we will have a luncheon. Because of the monthly luncheon, we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and other blessings. So please join us for the luncheon in the fellowship. All are invited. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. 526, we are able. Please stand.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. sick and heavy laden, covered with the load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise for sake thee, take Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee, thou wilt find a solace there.
People of God, knowing the knowledge that God can brighten not only our past and the present, but also He will brighten our future. Even when we go through the valley of shadow of death, He will be there brightening our way through that. So be encouraged as go from this place and be a light shining in the lives of others and in this world. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace. Thank you all for joining.
Have a blessed week.
Have a blessed week. Lillian.
Recording stopped.
Have a blessed week, Liliana. Say hi to Guillermo.